I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. When the weather gets cool, nothing sounds better than Dizzy, that Iranian lamb and chickpea stew flavored with turmeric and dried lime. Where's the best place to find it? Let's ask Jonathan. Where are you taking us?
We are going to Glendale, to San Fernando Road in a sort of odd industrial stretch, and to Nurses Vanak, which is a restaurant specializing in the Persian dish Dizzy. It's a stew with lamb and chickpeas and herbs cooked for a long time. And they bring it out to the table in a thick-walled aluminum vessel that they cooked it in. And they pour the liquid off the stew into a bowl. That's your soup. With the soup that's been poured off the Dizzy, you are given a plate of flatbreads, thin cracker-like, lavash, basically. You break the lavash into the soup, and it becomes sort of chewy, a little bit tacky, really great winter food.
And is there a little plate of herbs that you're adding into the soup as well?
There is. As at most Persian places, when you sit down, you're brought a plate of herbs that include sorrel, sometimes lemon basil, sometimes arugula. There's usually a raw onion. There will sometimes be some cucumber or some mint. And you eat them as an appetizer, and you also put it into the food as you eat it.
So after you have had your lavash-enriched consommé, do you then just move on to your Dizzy?
Then you move on to the Dizzy. In the pot from which the soup has been poured is a pestle. You swish it around and you pound it a little and you swish it around. The guy may come over and show you that you're doing it wrong. And you end up with something that's pretty much the consistency of, say, refried beans.
So it's like abgusht.
It is abgusht. Abgusht and Dizzy, I think, are the same thing. Somebody's told me that abgusht actually comes from the goosh, goosh, goosh sound that comes when you move the pestle around. I would hope that that's the case.
And ab is water.
Right. Anyway, you have this Dizzy. You have this, or abgusht or whatever it is, spread out on a plate. And you can, pick it up with the flatbread as if it were, carnitas or something. You're making tacos. You can put herbs in it. They will, if you've thought to ask for it, bring you this really great assortment of pickles. I mean, it's really colorful, like confetti. Cauliflower stained yellow with turmeric and carrots and green things. And if you look longingly enough, they'll bring you the pickled garlic, which they've aged for more than a year, and which is astonishing stuff.
Wow, delicious.
And then you put that in the taco, and that's your lunch.
That was Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Nurses Vanak in Glendale. Text the words good food to 69866, and you'll get a text with the restaurant's address and Jonathan's recommended dishes.